HarperCollins presents Barry Loser and the Holiday of Doom by Barry Loser. Spell checked by Jim Smith. Read by Hugh Parmenter.
Frilly Pink Bikini. My best friend Bunky is sort of like my pet dog, so it was weird when he suddenly started fancying a cat one day. It was about 8 million weeks ago, and me and Bunky were walking home from school past a Fico's supermarket. Summer was coming up, and the whole window was filled with swimming trunks and other holiday-ish things like that.
"You should buy those for Sharonella,"
giggled Bunky, pointing at a bunch of fake plastic sunflowers. Bunky's been saying Sharonella from our class fancies me ever since she said I had a nice nose once. "Shut up, Bunky," I said, looking down at my nose and trying to work out what was so good about it. "How can someone like someone else's nose?" I mumbled, twitching it to see if that made it any better. "It's just a nose for smelling stuff with." I tried to think of someone who fancied Bunky's nose, but all I could come up with was my other best friend, Nancy Verkenwerken, who's sort of like my pet cat. "You should buy that for Nancy," I shouted, pointing at a pink frilly bikini. I was shouting because a plane had started flying over, by the way. Bunky's whole face turned the same colour as the bikini, but less frilly.
"I don't fancy Nancy,"
he shouted, fiddling with a bit of old bubblegum someone had stuck on the wall. I looked at Bunky. Something about the way he'd said it made me wonder if he actually did fancy her. He'd definitely been smiling a lot at Nancy recently, but then Bunky smiles at everyone. That's what sort of pet dogs do. And that's when I noticed something. The whole time we'd been standing there, Bunky had been busy squidging the bubblegum into the shape of a heart.
"What in the name of unkeelness?"
I gasped, which is what my favourite TV star, Future Rat Boy, says when he can't believe his eyes.
"Huh?"
said Bunky, gazing through the window at a pair of sunglasses the same shape as Nancy's specs. I looked at my half-dog, half-best friend, and imagined him bounding through a field of fake plastic sunflowers, his dog lead being held by Nancy Verkenwerken instead of me. And all of a sudden I felt a bit queasy.
"I'm going to be sick,"
I shouted, even though the plane had completely flown off. Plonkton. When I got home, my mum and dad were standing in the kitchen, smiling like it was Christmas morning. "What is it?" I said, hoping they'd finally bought me a puppy. I've been asking for a real-life pet dog for 9 trillion years now, and I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?